an update on Akello?
Yes, it ends up having a sprained knee. MRI was better than anticipated. He'll be day-to-day. We'll see him when he comes in Wednesday to have an idea whether he can practice, be limited, or what his status will be.
You were initially afraid it was worse?
Yeah, well, anytime they, you know, they talk about a knee and stuff, I'm always nervous about it. But they said the MRI was encouraging, so the fact he's got a chance to play this week, I was encouraged with.
In regards to Marquise Goodwin, how much can you learn about a guy when you're kind of throwing him into the fire and asking him to do something he's never done before in terms of being your, you know, number one guy, because you lose Pierre and other guys and whatever, where he hasn't done that before?
You never know until you go through it. And I think same with Marquise, just for himself. You know, I think he's always believed that he could do that. You know, just us even studying him on tape, you know, there wasn't a ton of routes you could see him do. His route tree was pretty limited, but and how he had been used. But he's a guy who has the ability to do a lot of things. And we challenged him since he's been here, running a bunch of different stuff, moving him to some spots, you know, inside the numbers, which he had really never been before. He's going to come a long way in his routes and things like that. But to have the pressure week in and week out of being a number one receiver, being a number two receiver, just being out there as much as he's been, has been different in his career. And I think he has learned a lot about himself, and we've learned about it, a lot about him throughout the year. He's a guy, to me, who's become more of a pro in a good way as the year's gone. He just knows how to handle it each day. I think he's done a better job overcoming negative things that happened in the game and rebounding, letting one play move on and go to the next. And I think it's really carried over to him getting better, too.
Within the last 2 weeks, being Jimmy's go-to guy, making big plays, big moments, a variety of different routes and receptions.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, really since the Giants game, I think he's done some good things for us all year. But, when he came in, had those two real big catches versus the Giants, helped us to our first win. And then he came back and he's had two good weeks in a row right now. It hasn't just been on Sunday, which has been the neat thing. You know, we've seen a difference in practice, just how he's carried himself all week. And I really feel like he's taken a step forward here in the second half of the season.
Jimmy, and just the way he took some hits and still delivered some key passes in that game. What are you still learning about him as you watch him play and things like taking hits that you can't necessarily simulate in practice?
I mean, you learn something every time we play with him. I mean, each snap you get, I mean, it's nice to have film, two games now to go off of. It'll be nice to have more. But we're still learning, and we'll continue to learn throughout the year, and we will into this offseason and next year also. I think we protected him very well versus Chicago, didn't get as many blitz looks, just worked out to be a very clean game. This game was a lot different. We kind of had an idea of that going into it. We definitely were anticipating to be more like that. And, it was the first time that we've had Jimmy where he's been under duress like that, and I thought he handled it very well.
You talked about the franchise tag in the past. Where is that now? Where's the organization at from, you know, his contract standpoint? And as the last 2 weeks, how has that impacted what you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it doesn't impact anything. You know, that's what I was trying to explain. I thought it was so neat about the situation that I didn't feel that because of that option that we had to see something here or there and we had to do all this stuff. It's been able for us to just try to do things the right way, put him in when we felt he was ready to, not put in the pressure on him to where he has to do all this to show something. Obviously, we're very encouraged with how these two games have been, and we'll see what happens here in the offseason when we get together and can assess everything. But I definitely don't think that's something he's thinking about at this point, and it's definitely not something I'm thinking about either.
So you're not anticipating a new contract to be done before the year's over? You're probably going to wait till...
Yeah, I would not be anticipating that, yeah.
What ways have you seen growth in him since you first saw him here, or even in the last 2 weeks?
It's just the experience of it. You know, everything else is anticipation. So there's always a lot of unknown. You know, since he's gotten here, he's handled himself very well. He's worked as hard as you could to get it. There's a ton of unknown, both of us, but the whole building, when you're going into a game. You know, he's only been one place in his career. Everything's a little different. How you warm up, your nightly meetings, how you travel, just little things are different for people. And I think people in sports and definitely players are creature of habit, so all that's been new for him. You know, the Chicago game was a good first experience. I think this game was even easier. You know, I think he had an idea of how a week went, how a game went. I had a better idea of how he handles some situations. I think the game was easier. One, because he had a trial run before it going versus Chicago, and I think he had an idea of how I called plays and how I go through a game, and I had a much better idea of what he was used to, so I think we were both better in that aspect in this game, and I think we'll continue to be throughout the year.
Wouldn't quarterback be enough of a difference maker for a team that's 1-10 and suddenly go 2-0, or is it a lot more than that?
I think it's a lot more than that. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You know, to put all of that on one person, I think, would be unfair to him and to the rest of the guys. You know, I think Jimmy's played very well these last two games. I think the guys around him played pretty good, too, though. I thought we had our best game versus the Giants up to that point. You know, Jimmy didn't play in, and I thought the guys played very well in that game, which allowed our quarterback to play pretty good, too, CJ versus the Giants. And I didn't feel we played very well as a team versus Seattle, and usually the result is the quarterback didn't play as well versus Seattle either. I think we all played better versus Chicago and yesterday versus Houston, and I think that doesn't, it's not a coincidence that leads to quarterback play also.
Kind of getting back to the hits that Jimmy said took, you know, yesterday, how concerned are you about pass protection considering the defenses you're facing?
It's always a concern, you know, especially it was a concern going into last game. You know, especially when you got, I mean, they got a very good defense, they got very good corners, so it's tough to get open very fast. And then they have someone like Clowney, who is an issue for anyone to block. You know, these three games ahead of us, it's going to be very similar with some of the defenses, but that's part of the NFL. You know, you got to deal with it, and you got to figure out ways to help. You also got to know that that's going to be part of the game, and you got to see how you perform to it.
Certain things Jimmy can do to avoid maybe a couple of these hits, or sometimes it's just.
Yeah, I think at times you can, but that's also what allows people to make plays too. You know, you got to sometimes take the good with the bad. I think it'd be very easy for a guy to take a quick drop, get rid of it fast as can be. If number one's not open, just ditch it and throw it away to number two. And you could probably end up saying that we had no sacks and we blocked better, but we also might not have no first downs and no touchdowns to show for it. So there's a fine line and when to give up on a play and when to extend it so you can get off that off-schedule play. I think Jimmy's done a pretty good job at that in this two games plan, and that's something we'll continue to work on each week.
What happened on the interception? Maybe some miscommunication there based on the coverage of the...
No, Jimmy just missed the throw and it just sailed on him. And they ended up bringing two to the back, so we had a hot situation. They brought it from depth, so we had a little bit of time to get rid of it and just ended up going to the wrong guy and just sailed a little bit over him, and safety was in a good position to pick it.
You said that you expected the game to be a little bit dirtier than it was in Chicago. How did you prepare Jimmy for that, or if you did at all?
I mean, just talk about it. He watches the film. We watch it together. You can see some of the issues. We definitely knew Clowney was going to be a challenge going into that game. Especially with how much they move him around, so you don't always know where he's going to be. But you could see it on tape. You know, they had a good, they had good pass rushers. They had good coverage in the secondary. They're a very good third down team too. So we knew it was going to be a big challenge going into that. And Houston definitely had some good moments, but you know, I thought our guys rose to the challenge pretty well.
A random one, but just peripherally, from the flight back or after a home game, how much are you keeping an eye on what's happening around the league? Headlines, highlights, who did well, whatever. Do you have time for that? Do you make time for that?
No, not really. You know, I mean, I'm a football fan, so, you know, usually not on the plane, because on the plane I get on there and, you know, I watch all three phases, and it usually takes me the whole plane ride to do that, which makes my next morning a lot easier. And then when I get home, you know, before I go to bed, I'll watch whatever highlights are on. But since they stopped NFL primetime with Chris Berman, Tom Jackson, I feel like the highlights don't tell you as good of a story. So you only get a couple from each game. So it's not the same as it used to be. So I'm definitely off on that compared to how I was when I was younger.
Past couple of weeks, has Marquise Goodwin performed the way you've been the wide receiver you believed he could become when you signed him, or has he exceeded expectations?
No, that's what we believed he could be. And I still believe he can be more. You know, I take it as a, I mean, I never feel people fully arrive. I always feel you can do better. And some people could look at that as being hard on people, but I think it's because I believe in people. And I think Keith can always do better. And I think he's showing that right now. And I think his ceiling is extremely high. He has the speed that scares people. He can break down very well. His hands are much better than people realize. And he's a tough guy who's not scared to compete and scared to go over the middle. So I think he's getting a lot of experience this year that he's never had before. And I think so much of this league is how you respond to things. And sometimes people get a lot of experience and they struggle a little bit, and they get worse because they get intimidated by the situation. It's a little too much pressure. And I think Keith has gone the other way. I think the pressure has hit. He's realized it. He's had some weeks where he didn't do his best. And I think he's fought through it. And I think he's playing his best game, the best he has right now. And hopefully that'll lead into next year. And I always say you get better or worse, you never stay the same. And I'm really hoping he continues to get better next year.
Do you envision him being a starter for you again next season, or is that still to be determined?
And we brought him here as a starter at any position. We will always try to get better. I mean, that's just how you make your own get better, to take it to another level. And that's why the sport's at the highest level. You're always trying to get people, and that's why players got to always try to earn their job each year. I know Marquise serves a huge role for us in the speed he has, and that's what attracted us to him the most, because when you have that speed, what you can do for a play-action game, and, you know, people notice it when he gets the ball and stuff, but what people don't notice, a player like that, how much he clears it out for other people. And that's something that's always been extremely important wherever I've been in the system we use, that we've always targeted a guy who could flat-out run. And Marquise was really that ideal type of guy. But there is more to his game than just running. I think everyone's seeing that, and hopefully we can continue to build off that.
After the game yesterday, Jimmy was asked about making his first home start next Sunday. And he wouldn't go there. He said, we'll see what happens this week. That's on Kyle. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow probably.
Yeah. I'm going to keep Tennessee guessing also. So find out on Sunday, kickoff.
I mean, is that surprising to hear? Is he that modest?
No, I think he knows the answer. So I think he's just playing along with it, similar to how I am also.
What went into, or what was the process to taking Dante out of the game at that point? Was that Halfley's call or Roberts? And Hopkins didn't have a target until that bubble screen when he fumbled. Was that purely a product of the adjustments you guys made and Drake being in the game?
No, it was just a tough drive. And, you know, we knew going into that game that all of our corners had a huge challenge with Hopkins. You know, he can run. He's very similar to what I was just describing with Keese, and someone who has that 40 time to scare people, but can also break down and has the hands to attack balls and can run the whole route tree. So that's an issue for a corner, especially if you're not getting to that quarterback very fast. And Dante had a very tough drive. You know, anytime it starts out with a pass interference, you know, then guys lose their confidence a little bit, and they were coming after him, and it was just a rough drive for him. And sometimes when you do that, you just want to stop the bleeding a little bit. You know, it was nothing permanent or anything like that. It was you do it not just to put all the blame on the kid, but also to help him. We weren't going to for sure put Maven in the rest of the game. We were going to plan on getting Dante back in there, but he had to get in anyways when Akello got hurt, so he was going to be in regardless. But, we helped Dante at times. We helped Maven a lot when he got in there too. And even sometimes when we did help, they were able to make the play. So that happens, but, you know, when a player gets attacked like that on one drive, you kind of want to help him, let him get away from a little bit, recover, and not just continue to put him out there on that island.
How did he respond?
Well, he came in and did well. You know, when he came back in, you know, we were cheating a lot of the coverage more to Hopkins at that time, and they weren't able to get to any other guys. You know, I thought Dante didn't have a bad play after that. What I liked about it, he understood, didn't sit there, freak out on the sidelines, didn't pout. He sat there, understood, and didn't lose it. He waited to see when his next opportunity would come. You never know if that'll be the next game. It might be a play later. In his case, it was a couple drives later, and he went out there and still did his job, which is what he's expected to do, and he didn't let a negative affect him worse.
What was the explanation you were given on your challenge in the 4th-and-22 play? And have you ever seen the position player give himself up or have that be the explanation of not being down by contact?
No, I was confused on that. That's what that's what they said to me at the time, that he declared himself down. So that's why I wasn't able to challenge it, which I think we all saw that differently. And that's what we'll write into them, and we'll get an explanation tomorrow on it.
Just to be clear, you started cheating coverage towards Hopkins after that first drive of the third quarter?
No, we did sometimes before that. I mean, they completed we had a two-man look, I think, on the first third and long that they had that they completed, which is a double on Hopkins, but they found a way to get it in there. But we cheated a lot more once they went there that many times in one drive.
Trent being available for Sunday as opposed to maybe last week at this time?
Not really. You know, it's still a lot of unknown for me. You know, I'm not going to go either way with it because it's been back and forth. So I really have no expectations with it. Hopefully I'll get more information here in the next couple of days, though.
But Warren, is it something where you're weighing whether or not he needs a procedure?
No, I'm not personally. You know, that's something that he's got to decide on. You know, I go with what our medical staff tells me and whether he's going to be able to play. I know it was bothering him more the week after the Chicago game than the week before, and that's obviously why he didn't play yesterday. I haven't seen him today. I know we'll give it a couple days, and hopefully I'll get more information, and I'll have a better idea on whether we can expect him this week or not.
What do these last two games mean for momentum for the next few weeks and even next season?
I mean, I think every time we take the field, I think it means a ton. You know, our guys, I believe we have a lot to play for, and we're still trying to, you know, I think I said at the beginning of the year that I remember someone asking me what our record needed to be for me to be happy with that, and I didn't give them a number because I didn't go into this year thinking, hey, this is what our record has to be for us to be happy. I just want to be proud of what we put on tape. And you hope that that will take care of the record. And obviously it hasn't. We haven't won as many games as I wanted to. But I have been proud of what we put on tape, and especially these last few games. You know, I think we've gotten better. We've continued to fight. I've seen improvement. I really like these last 2 weeks watching things not go perfect. And our guys still overcome some adversity. You know, we missed a number of big plays there in that first quarter, and some guys to still come back and make some big plays in the second half and in the second quarter. I feel like our team hasn't gone with the highs and lows of a game. I feel like we've played the same recently throughout the game, regardless of the score. I think it's really given us confidence. I think we've shown a little bit more of who we are, and I hope to continue this in these final three games. You know, I want to know what we've become, and I feel we've gotten tighter throughout this. I feel we've gotten stronger, and I definitely feel like we've gotten better. And I want to feel that way now, and I want to feel that way in 3 weeks from now too.
What do you make of Robbie making 9 over the last 2 games? Is it easy to take that for granted? Say it's a kicker, you should go out there, you can make it, and whatever. Or is that something that's pretty special and rare?
No, I think it's pretty special. You know, it's you know, he's been great this year. You know, my whole career, you know, I had a very good kicker in Atlanta with Matt Bryant. So he got me a little spoiled my 2 years there. And then Robbie's doing the same. You know, most of the time, you know, I'm always wanting to go for it and never considering us in field goal range till we're really inside the 20 and things like that, because I just have a lot of scars from my past. But those have changed, you know, and that changes because it's real. When a guy goes out there and he's been as consistent as he has, then you never think he's going to miss it. And if he ever does, hey, that's, you know, that is going to happen once in a while. But Robbie's been so automatic this year. It's given the team a lot of confidence when we get in that area.
Yesterday, you missed the long pass, but you seemed to run very hard.
Yeah, I thought Carlos ran hard. He hit the right holes. You know, I know he'd love to have that pass back. But again, you know, that was a big play that he missed, and it didn't faze him. You know, he wasn't sitting there freaking out on the sidelines, overreacting. He moved on, and he came back and made some big plays for us there in the game. And I thought Breida had a hell of a game too. You know, I know his numbers don't look like that, but he unfortunately got all the holding calls. I mean, he got on a number of his big runs, he had holding calls. So, you know, I thought both of our backs ran the ball very well yesterday.
Thank you.